We'll go ahead and get started. Up first, Colorado coach Mike McIntyre. The Buffs are on the road at Arizona State on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star 1. Again, to ask coach a question, please press star 1.
Do we have any questions for coach? Could be a quick morning for him, Mike.
Quickest one ever.
We've got a couple questions.
We have a question from the line of Steve Mims, the Register Guard.
Yeah, Mike, what did you take from your guys' performance on Saturday? I know you talked about that you guys hadn't really been close to Oregon and since you'd been there, and you guys were tied at half and kind of in it still in the fourth.
Right. Well, you know, the 4 years that this is our fifth year in the Pac-12, you know, Oregon has, I think the average score is, I think 41-5 at halftime. And so for us to be tied 17-17 was a big step. But the sad thing is we, you know, it's 31-24 with, you know, 8.5 minutes to go. We got a chance to win it, and we just can't stop them. And credit them, they finished the game out, and we didn't. So we've got to be able to finish the game out against, you know, really good football teams. And then the other thing is we kind of gave them a head start with our turnovers early, which was very unfortunate. We haven't been doing that, and that's something we have to win the turnover battle in a Pac-12 game to win it, and that usually is the case for anybody in the Pac-12.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Kurt Kresdort, Salt Lake Tribune.
Mike, at this point, what strides have you seen from your defense?
Well, we're playing more physical. We're not giving up as many big plays. We're making people earn it. And I think that's some of the keys that we've done. We've been causing turnovers. We had one the other night. That's something we need to keep doing. So we need to – I feel like that, you know, we're going to have a great test against ASU. They've got some weapons, and their quarterback is really playing well now, played well against UCLA. So I think that we just got to keep making strides. We're better than we were before. But we've got a ways to go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Cal Goon, Salt Lake Tribune.
Yeah, Mike, you know, in that last game, you had obviously a disagreement with your safeties coach. You know, how do you feel about how you handled that, you know, obviously in the heat of the moment, and have you been able to talk to him about that disagreement since then?
Oh yeah, Joe and I have talked about that. It was a thing that if I had to do over again, I'd like to do it better. But it was interesting. You know, we had a play in the game where one of our players got slammed after the play was over. So I approached the official and say, "What, you know, what about that call right there?" And he goes, "Coach, if you don't get your guys off the field, I'm gonna throw a flag." So I turned around and I saw Coach Tompkin out on the field at the other referee. So I went towards him. He kind of backed up, so I pushed him back. And then I turned around and I saw the flag down, and I went back at him. I said, "You cost us a 15-yard penalty." And, you know, so I would like to handle it better next time. And then later, about a few plays later, the official that threw the flag came up to me and said, "Coach, you got to keep your assistants off the field. I'll keep throwing flags on them." So that's something that we have to be able to handle, and I need to be able to handle that better in the heat of the moment. And it's something that I feel unfortunate about. But that's exactly what happened, and I need to handle it better next time and need to make sure we're not on the field trying to dispute any calls.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Jacob Thorpe, Spokesman Review.
Hey, Mike, not asking you to comment further on the officiating per se, but at the start of the year, the Pac-12 conference seemed to be making a really big deal about wanting to be more open and transparent about officiating, said that they would make more of an effort to get back to coaches and reporters after controversial calls. Have you noticed any uptick in that area, that they've been more communicative with you?
Yeah, they are more communicative, and then they're more receptive to talking to us and have gone over things with us. And I mean, I think that differs with every game, with every coach. There's different things that happen. But they are trying to improve, and I know they will.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star 1.
Any further questions for coach? All right, hearing none, that's it. Very good. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your time today. Good luck this weekend.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you.